And how do you think, how long in an estimate for yourself, speaking on your other properties, this property, how long do you think, in your estimation, it's going to take to get up to full speed when this thing goes? Obviously, that's a tough question because we don't really know when things are going to open back up. But do you feel like it's just going to be a few months, or do you think this is going to take a while to get things going?
You know, it's hard. It's really, it's a tough question to ask. I think a lot of it depends on all the things that, you know, could happen with, whether it's not a vaccine per se, but whatever medications may be out there for the virus. And you know, that could happen quickly. It could have to take a long time. I think it's going to be somewhat of a learning curve for all of us. Our feeling is that it's going to take, you know, through the summertime and maybe a little bit longer, you know, till people figure out, you know, what is social distancing meaning when you're going to a shopping center? How do we make that work? How do we make sure that we have great signage and every area that the customer's going into is clean and safe and they feel secure about it? I think the better we do that, the quicker it'll all come back. And, you know, I think that it's just going to be a matter of time before it comes back 100%, but it could take us a little bit longer until we get a handle on, you know, this virus as a whole. I mean, I know parts of, like, for example, China are opening up, and I'm reading reports that, you know, the stores that are opening up in those areas, it's kind of all over the map. Some are almost back to normal. Some are at 30 and 40%. So I don't know how we're going to react to this, but I think that we're going to take it slow. We're going to do the right thing, and we're always going to be looking out for safety first, not just for the customer and for our staff. That's going to be the paramount thing, and the community. We don't want to go through this again, right? So yeah. I think it's better to be cautious.
No, absolutely. And as you anticipate maybe getting some stores open here in the near future, I know you have a lot of stores from national chains right down to local mom and pop stores in Settlers Green, Settlers Crossing, everywhere along the line. Do you see any stores that might not be able to open after this?
You know, you never know, right? On the national level, you just don't know, because it's not just our store, right? They have, you know, a lot of these stores have 200 and 300 stores. So they have to, I'm sure they're all analyzing all of that as we speak. I think there'll be some stores that won't make it, right? Well, you know, but hopefully that's not any of the stores in North Conway. On the local level, we're going to do whatever we have to do to try to support our local stores. And we've been doing that all along by communicating with them, by encouraging them to get involved in all the assistance and all the federal programs that are available to them, and taking it slow, because it's changing every day. And so, you know, we're going to do our best with all of our partners, whether they're local or national, and we'll adjust. You know, the internet changed the way people shop, and we were adjusting to that situation over the last 5 or 6 years.
Right.
And that was changing how we did things, and we were starting to adjust to that, and we're going to have to adjust to this also.
No, I totally agree. I think that's very true. Now, this is one of the biggest questions. We've had some people texting this in today and emailing. Probably the biggest topic is Market Basket. People have been anticipating this for quite a while, and you guys have really been steadfast on making sure that Market Basket can come into this valley. Can you tell me anything about that?
Well, we still have, we're really excited that Market Basket's coming in. And, you know, not only is it a great retailer, you know, they have a great store that they're creating a ton of jobs, over 200 jobs that will be available to the Valley. And, you know, the Market Basket was just another level for us of adding another dimension to the shopping center. You know, we want to have Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing be something for everyone. And that's what the market did for us, we thought. You know, we've been struggling getting it open. We're ready to go. Market Basket's ready to go. We've had a little bump in the road with, you know, through the legal process, but We're almost done with that. We won a big decision last week. We hope to win another one very shortly, and then we'll be off and running, we hope, by midsummer. That's our target at this point. You know, we have it's been a little bit of a struggle, but I think that at the end of the day, we'll get ourselves there. It's just taken us a little longer than we had hoped for.
And do you anticipate the coronavirus slowing that down at all, or are you pretty much still on the same path?
Definitely on the same path. You know, one of the sectors that really has, done quite well, obviously, is the food business, the grocery, the supermarket business. And so that really, we think that that's a real plus for the Valley to be able to have, an 80,000 square foot store open in North Conway this summer when people are, not sure who's going to be opening, who's not going to be opening, where the growth is going to come, where the jobs are going to come if people aren't hiring all the people back. Well, we're bringing this dynamite company to the Valley that not only is going to be a great service, but have great jobs, not just working at Market Basket, but the construction jobs, the site work, all the work in the building itself, the off-site work, the improvements to the community that they're going to bring. So they bring so many positive things that, we're really excited about it. And, although we've had a little bit of a problem with this litigation, I hope that we're past that sooner than later, because it really has been, a disappointment that, we've had a couple roadblocks that really, haven't been upfront about what the real reason is. It's like they're worried about certain things. It's just not the case. Our roads are safe. We're not going to be creating any more traffic than the roads can handle. All the improvements we're doing are going to make moving around the community, the shopping center, the North South Road, Route 16, and all of our roads better, not worse. So anyways, we're going to get ourselves there and to move forward. I think Market Basket is really going to add another great dimension to what we're offering in the community in the Valley.
And I know there are certainly a lot of people in the Valley that are looking forward to it as well, because they are a very good company.
They are. They really are.
So any last words as we get wrapped up here on the conversation, thoughts for the community?
Well, I think every day has been a challenge, right, since this happened. We have over 70 tenants, both national and local, that we're working with on a daily basis. We're working with our banks and our lenders to try to work with us so that we can, come out of this on the other side healthy and always looking at safety first, and that we can be a great contributor to the community and, be part of the community. Because I think that when we come out of on the other side of this, we all want to feel that that we're all doing the right thing. It's a great place to go. That it's a great community place. And I think we're going to get there. It may take us a little longer than we all wanted to, but at the end of the day, I think that we're going to be back to normal, whatever that new normal is. And Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing will continue to grow. We have a couple, other than Market Basket, we have a couple new announcements coming up pretty soon. We just signed a deal with Vera Bradley that will be opening actually up this summer. So again, a new exciting opportunity that is coming to Settlers Green. We just did a deal with Spectrum, which is a full-service boutique offering telephone, cable, and internet service that will be coming next to REI. So there are some things that we'll be doing this summer also that will be new and exciting for people to explore. So I think I'll end it on that. The last thing I'd like to say is that, our staff is working from home in our office, and they're doing an amazing job. They're helping the community as much as they can and trying to support the community. And so I want to give a big shout out shout out to them, because without them, you know, we couldn't do all the things we are doing and want to do in the future. So I'm glad that we had this time to talk, and hopefully we'll do it again.
Thank you so much, Robin. By the way, I would like to say thank you to Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing and your organization, OVP, including all your staff, Dot Siebel, all the people here at Settlers Green. You guys have been great supporters of the community since you've been here, and you've always supported a lot of non-profit organizations, put a lot of money into helping the community do things, and I would just personally like to thank you for your generosity for that, because it's sometimes goes unseen by a lot of people, but you guys have been very, very important in this community and contributed a lot.
Well, thanks a lot. That means a lot. And it sure means a lot to the staff too, because you know, they really do work hard at that. That's for sure.
Yeah, they very much do, and they're very ingrained in the community and yourself. And so thank you very much for being on the air with us, Rob. And hopefully we'll get things up and rolling, and we'll be shopping again soon.
Okay, and you got to do me one favor. Tell your dad to stay off those beaches in Florida, will you?
I'll tell him.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care.
This has been a presentation of Drive Time, brought to you by Cooper Cargo Chant, Leonie McDonald, Ann Roberts, and of course, Settlers Green. Special thanks one more time to President of OVP Management Incorporated, that is Mr. Rob Barsamian. I do want to remind everyone that we have now all of the previous episodes of Drive Time, and there's now 13 of them. Today was episode 13, all posted up to both our websites, that is WMWV.com as well as ConwayMagic.com. All you have to do is click on the Drive Time tab, and they are all posted up there. We've had some wonderful conversations over the last few weeks, informative stuff that you definitely should check out just in case you missed it, or if you'd like to listen again. Again, one more time, that's WMWV.com and ConwayMagic.com. This has been Drive Time.